Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, I'm not alone in not thinking that this Pirate team is very good. I have not seen any, and I have scoured cyberspace and television shows and everything else. I have not found one human being on this planet who has picked them for anything other than last place in the NL Central. It's a 60-game season. I get it. Anything actually could happen. It could. But I've got them pegged for 25 wins. I originally had 23, but I looked at some of the percentages. That would be over 100 losses in a regular season. I'm not sure they're that bad. I'm not sure they're not that bad. But I've got them at 25 and 35, 10 games under. How about you?
I'm going to go with your original line of thinking. I have them as 23 and 37. They've had some real bad losses, losing Archer, losing Edgar Santana. Who knows when Polanco's going to be back? Who knows when Kella's going to be back? Those were going to be key guys on their team, and I didn't think it was very good to start with, and I really don't think it's very good now. So I'm going to go 23.
Does anybody out there believe that the Pirates will surprise people? 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Give us your take on this year's club. I mean, I don't like the rotation very much. I don't like the current state of the bullpen very much. I don't like parts of the lineup very much, although there are parts I do like, but as a whole, I don't like the lineup. What else is there, Ron? The manager I like, but I haven't seen him manage yet.
Yeah, right. That's a very good point. So, no, I don't I don't see much to like about this team right now. I didn't really before. I thought they were going to be the fifth-place team, but now after these off-season, if you will, losses ever since spring training, I definitely don't think they're that good. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to see them get off to a real hot start, and keep us interested for a while.
So would I. I mean, a good first week, if suddenly you're in the thing. The division around them, which is where they're going to play 40 games, I feel like it's not great, Ron. I don't think it's a great division, but I think it's solid up and down. Like, I think the Cubs aren't what they were, clearly. The Brewers sustained some pretty heavy losses in the offseason. The Reds are still the Reds, even though a lot of people picking them, including me, to win the division. The Cardinals are always solid. So that's sort of the good news and the bad news. It's not a great division, but I think all the teams are at least decent, and night to night are going to be tough for the Pirates to beat to get any winning streaks going. I just think they're all better to significantly better than the Pirates.
I do too. And Joe, factor in the other 20 games against the American League Central. I think Cleveland is going to be very good. I think Minnesota is going to be very good. I think the White Sox are going to be very good. Now, you get a break with Kansas City and Detroit maybe a little bit. You might be able to get some wins there, but I don't know how many games they win against the other three teams from the American League Central.
Step to the plate here, will you? Show some guts. Give us a Pirates win total. Is anybody out there optimistic? Does anybody have optimism about this team going into the season? 412-928-9370. I think it's hard for fans to have that, Ron, because every indication we were given during the offseason was that the Pirates themselves thought of themselves as being in a rebuild, and they made exactly zero moves that opened anyone's eyes around Major League Baseball, which is fine. But then suddenly you're hit with a 60-game schedule, and it's like, wait a second. Anybody has a chance to compete when 16 out of 30 teams make the playoffs, but nothing that's happened – really would give anybody optimism about this year. I sense that fans and a lot of baseball people like Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton, but that doesn't translate to this year.
No. I mean, this to me looks like a major rebuilding job, and we talked about this earlier in the week. How soon do you start to play the young guys to get some experience? And I think you could see that happening first time they lose, you know, four or five or six games in a row, which they probably will, and then you get the young guys ready to go. But, I mean, I think, you know, the guys that they're going to end up playing tonight in the lineup, at least three or four won't be here next year, right? At least, I would think.
At least. So finish this sentence. The Pirates will contend for a playoff spot, which really isn't that dramatic. A losing team might make the playoffs in Major League Baseball this year. But the Pirates will contend for a playoff spot if, fill in that blank, Ron, if what?
Oh, man. A couple other teams have guys get hurt or get the virus. But guys like Trevor Williams pitches like he did 2 years ago. The Musgrove takes another step, that they find a closer, that Josh Bell hits 20 home runs or more, that their defense is better somehow. You know, I think with Heredia in right until Polanco comes back, I like Dyson in center and Reynolds in left. You know, but the bottom line, Joe, is everything has to go right for that to happen, and not everything hardly ever always goes right, everything. So I just don't give them a big chance.
Me neither. I guess I would complete that sentence saying they'll contend if the rotation is above average. And I would really focus in on two guys. One would be Mitch Keller, who I think has a chance to be very good. And the other would be Trevor Williams, who blew up last season to the tune of, what was his ERA, Ron? 5.38?
I mean, in the second half of the year before, he was as good as any pitcher in baseball. So you never know, but last year, not so much. Last year, he was pretty bad.
So give me something in between. Give me a good Trevor Williams. Give me Mitch Keller fulfilling his potential, as we see young pitchers do all across baseball, except for here, unless they pick them first overall, it seems. Give me a young pitcher who does, a Dustin May. Give me Mitch Keller surprising people, opening some eyes, and Trevor Williams good, and I think that's a really good start. So I would say the rotation. I know you've said that many times as well. Is it TR in the car? Go ahead, man.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you fellas?
Doing well. What do you got?
Well, I think the Pirates always start strong. I think their pitching always seems to come out of the gate very strong. I think they have the potential with a short season to potentially win 30 games. I know that's pie in the sky, but they always fall apart after the All-Star break, which is usually at about 80, 85 games. So they could hang on. They could be competitive. But I guess I'm just totally mystified how you guys actually think that they'll get 60 games in this season.
Well, that's a different question. That is a very different question. I don't know that they're going to. We just have to assume at this point, but we also know it's a very fluid situation. I think your point is well taken that they're going to start and they may not finish. But for our purposes here today, we're trying to figure out where they might be.
But for our purposes today, we've talked about this virus until we're blue in the face. We've talked about how bad it is. We've talked about, is it that bad? I mean, I read your article the other day, Cookie, about the walks. And if I hadn't read the whole thing, I would have thought they died. And they both did really well with the virus. I think his wife was sick for 2 days. Bob was sick for a week with
well,
a fever.
TR, I'll tell you this. 1,039 people did die of it yesterday in this country. And there were 70,000 new cases, and cases have topped 4 million. So go ask people whose families have seen somebody die if they think it's that bad. Huh?
If it's that bad, how are we going to get 60 games in for baseball?
This guy's not listening, Joe. Joe, we just said that, Joe. This guy isn't listening. They may not get to 60 games this year. I get his point. You know, I don't know if he thinks the virus is real or he thinks it's fake. But, he's not listening to what we're saying. I don't know that they're going to get to 60 games. I have doubts that they're going to. I hope they do. But it only takes Juan Soto to test positive and then have his whole team come down with it, four or five or six guys the next day, for them to be shut down or close to it, Joe.
Right now, they're playing. We'll see how that turns out. I don't know what his point was, honestly. And I think it's a good thing right now that they're playing, although, as I wrote in today's Post-Gazette, extremely conflicted on the whole thing. And I hope it works out. But if you want to talk to somebody, go talk to Johan Maya's family, scout with the Diamondbacks. Jeff Passan wrote about this today. He had three kids. His wife is pregnant, died of COVID-19 on Thursday. He was 40 years old. Ask him how he feels, or ask his family how they feel about this, whether it's real, whether it could stop the season. I'm sure there were guys in that Nationals clubhouse who had thoughts yesterday, like, what's going on here? And we'll continue to be thinking about that until their test results come back from yesterday. So, yeah, of course, it's touch and go. Of course it is. Who's the next caller, Joe? Matt? Mike in Murraysville. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. So, got no reasoning for this other than a weird and wacky season, but I'm putting the win total at 40, and they're being led by Jerod Dyson.
Ron, he's putting us on. Thank you for the call.
I think Dyson's going to be really good in center field. I love the way he's ran down some balls here. I think he's going to steal some bases. The question is he going to hit enough to really help them out?
Probably not. Who's next, Horse? Ron in Chippewa. Another Ron from Beaver Falls, or Beaver County anyway. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree with you guys 100%. I haven't figured out. If there wasn't money on the table, we wouldn't be talking about this. It's a money issue, and they're going to push it as far as they can. I have been gone. I was raised on a farm off of the Black Hawk Golf Course, and Ron's probably fairly familiar with that part of the world, but I used to hitchhike to Forbes Field. Yes, times have changed. I can't get over how naive a lot of people are in talking about professional sports in my hometown. These guys are not that – they are barely – they barely have a few major league players on their whole team. I don't see –
Well, that much I would disagree with, Ron. And we have to run, and I appreciate the call. Ron, do you think you ever picked up Ron from Chippewa on your way to Forbes Field, or were you?
I might have. I know what area he's talking about. Farms near the Black Hawk Golf Course. I know that area.
They got plenty of major leaguers. I just don't know if they have any good ones, or many good ones, is how I would phrase it. You?
They got a few guys that I think have a chance to be really, really good, and just not probably enough of them.
Well, let's switch gears and talk football, because they have a training camp allegedly set to go next week. Fan Weather and Ray Fittipaldi from the Post-Gazette is going to join us next to talk about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.